Hello, and welcome to another episode of Dude, Donde Esta Mi Podcast, the epicenter of fun, laughter, and herpes. We know you have a choice in picking your podcast, so you better pick this one or I will cut you. Sit back, relax, turn up that volume, and let's get them ears wet from the sound of our voices. This is Richard.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Ram.
Andale, mis concas. Welcome back, Skonkas, to another episode of Dude, Donde Esta Mi Podcast. This is episode 5, from what I'm told, because I don't know how to count, season 2.0. So
episode 5, yes. You are correct. Yes.
The vibes are here. The chill is here.
Heavy on the chill.
Stretch them holes.
Everyone's fighting for their fucking life this morning. Yes.
Not a lot of people got a lot of sleep.
Nope.
Some people had
damn near alcohol poisoning. Mm-hmm.
Long, fun night. Long? Yep. Long,
heavy on the long,
the schlong de long,
schlong de long.
Dang, yeah. No, I think me and Ramirez are sleepless today. I couldn't sleep last night.
And then me and Buki are liverless.
Yeah. Basically,
that could be a title of a movie or a song: Sleepless and Liverless.
Sleepless Dang. And Liverless.
It's a fucking horror movie.
All right,
heavy Hallmark on movie.
not Hallmark.
A fucking Hallmark movie.
Yeah, no, let's fucking talk about Worst Fest and how much of a setup it is, because
I've never been.
You've never been?
Mm-mm.
Have you never been? You lived in San Antonio for like 20 years.
Yes.
I've so never been.
Mind you, it's in New Braunfels, not San Antonio.
I wanted to go recently. When is it open till? Is it over?
It's this week is the last week. I think it was
two weeks
this year.
It's usually 2 weeks. I probably won't go this year. Maybe next year.
Yeah. Next year for sure. But I honestly think we went as like hard as we did because the last couple of weeks have been real like rough, like with work. And then I think it just life in general.
It's time to unwind.
Yes, we very much have been like holding out for this for the last couple of weeks. But also it was Buki's first time going. So he had to get the full experience.
The full experience. Yeah.
And he definitely did.
Good. Yeah. Good. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, but Worst Fest is really fun. I love it a lot. It's a lot of fun. You should definitely go next year.
What I'm looking forward to now is, what is the next holiday where you drink a lot? The Noche Mexicana?
Thursday. Oh, that one.
Thursday?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
the next holiday.
Really?
What the hell? No, what
did you say?
Noche Mexicana? Is that like the fiesta where you go and you drink all those cups and you pile them
You're on? Talking about April? In April?
Yeah, that's the next thing coming
fiesta?
Up, right?
He's talking about like night in old San Antonio.
Yeah, Nyosa. We got to go to Nyosa. Nyosa. Thank you.
That's what you're talking
about. That's what it's
called. Yes. Did he just say the whole thing out in Spanish?
Yeah, he like fucking.
Fiesta Mexicana.
What the fuck? I don't think I've ever heard somebody say
I don't think it. I have either.
No.
It's just Nyosa or like. Well, Nyosa is the very specific part of fiesta.
Por mis amigos que hablan español, fiesta o noche mexicana.
Yes.
I'm okay. I don't need any talk.
We're good. Whoa. Okay. So yesterday, wow, I got really excited because it's dealing with food.
He said,
Whoa, dude.
Tubular.
Stop.
Tubular.
Have you guys ever been to Taqueria Data Point?
I liked it more before they burned down.
Oh, they burned down.
In 2017, was it the laundromat or I don't remember what was right next door to it, but that place caught on fire.
Oh,
and
yes.
So it got into Data Point. So for a very long time, there was no Data Point at all. Oh. And then they had their food truck. I can't remember if the food truck or the other building that they built going down De Zavala was first, but they have the one on De Zavala. Then they had the food truck and now they're back in their original location. To me, the food tasted better back in the day.
Don't cancel me, but well, I enjoyed it. It's not bad.
It's
I ordered
not bad
the
at all.
Tacos asadas, the street tacos. Mm-hmm. I was very, very surprised.
Yeah,
and it's really right near where I live. So
I think I'm just picking on two though, because my taco lady is the shit.
Yeah. Well, we also have to go to that.
Oh, we do
have
to go to that.
Tacos Vitali too on Babcock. That's pretty fucking good as well.
So shout out to all the local vendors, local restaurants. Support your local Fooderies?
Taquerias.
Support your local fucking shebangs.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll fucking eat tacos from wherever. I love tacos, so.
Yeah, but if you're talking about like Taco Cabana tacos versus Jalisco tacos. Like,
see, but when I say tacos, that is not even on my list. Mm. Like Taco Cabana, Taco Bell, them bitches are not on my list when I say that.
Yeah, fuck that. That's gross.
Their breakfast tacos, all right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the fact that fucking Taco Bell, when was it? Like a year or two ago, they won number one Mexican food in the U.S.
That was some bullshit.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they raided them from the north. That is, because down south.
It was the white people.
Mm. It was the winter Texans that come.
Like, no, it won in the whole U.S.
These tacos.
It was literally rated the number one Mexican food in the U.S.
They bought their way in that one.
Yeah, they definitely rigged some numbers.
I think Del Taco was up there too, but Del Taco's fucking
nice. I had that in California. That was not good.
Yeah.
That was not good. I do miss Mexican food. The closest Mexican restaurant to me where I live is Taco Cabana.
Well, look at where you live.
So when Dude Donde does the Rio Grande Valley, we should all go take a trip down. Introduce you to some real Mexican food.
I have been wanting to go to the Valley for so long.
We have to go. We can go to SPI. We can go down my hometown of Brownsville. It's great.
I had bistec for the first time in Brownsville. It was really, really fucking good.
Yes. Tacos de bistec is my shit. Mm-hmm. That.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
You know, I've been craving some really good like pastor as well, though.
Mm-hmm. That sounds nice.
I'm very picky though with it, like, cause not everybody does it good.
There was this restaurant off of, I forgot where it was. It's like Babcock and Wurzbach. It was inside of a Michoacana, and the sketchiest little food stand in the center of it. Oh my god, their food was amazing. They closed.
People
down,
be sleeping on Michoacanas though. Mm-hmm. I fuck with it. The one on Crossroads. I fuck with that one.
Remember when we went to Michoacana?
That's the one we went to.
Yeah, we had those bomb ass tacos.
And I had that pozole for breakfast. That shit was good.
The barbacoa was good.
Yeah.
It was the three of us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
We went to the Black Friday store, and then we went to Michoacana for breakfast.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. That was real good.
I want to say we were also hungover as fuck, weren't we?
Yes.
All day, every day. Yeah. Well,
the story of our lives.
I don't even remember why we were drinking the night before.
Just because.
Probably.
It was probably just because.
Yeah.
No reason.
I remember Richard made us get to that fucking store at 6 a.m.
Yeah, we got there
before that.
We got there early. We were in line.
The third in line.
We were in line and we were waiting a good while.
Yeah.
It was a good experience. I still have shit from that
store at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Those are some good buys. It's all the Amazon buys.
Yeah.
If you don't know, there's a lot of stores. I'm sure there's in every freaking city across the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
They get their little. I don't know, flea markets?
Like the bargain bin stores?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just get all this shit from Amazon. Stuff that people return that just never went back to Amazon.
No, the people that find like fucking MacBooks and iPads never had
that. That's crazy. No. My biggest find was a $5 French press, which was a good buy. But
makes the coffee taste like fucking crack. Have you bouncing off the walls?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ruined one of our coffee vibes episodes last time.
That was when we
got so wired off that shit.
Started talking about fisting.
Yeah. It was good. It was real good. But, you know, I miss having a taqueria next to me. I have to travel to find one, and I don't like to travel. So
yeah, neither do I. I'm just like, nope.
No.
Y'all are both very much hermits.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, correct.
I'm an introvert at heart. The smallpox of extrovert.
Not smallpox of extrovert.
It was great. It was great.
I'm definitely an extrovert, but when my social battery dies, it's fucking dead.
Amongst my weird things that are in my life, I have this thing where I do not like being around a lot of people. At work, it's different because I feel like I tune them out for the 20,000 people that are walking around everywhere.
Right.
But when I like, if the store is real busy, and Anthony already knows, like if we're driving up to a store and it's real busy, like we're not going in. I'm not going to go in. I get way too overstimulated almost immediately. I'm just in a bad mood the whole fucking time. One, I don't like shopping for anything. I'll do everything online. I'll just fucking DoorDash if I can. I don't like shopping worth a damn. When I go to stores, like I'm not one to roam. I walk in, grab my shit, get the fuck out. I just fuck it. And if there's a way for me to pay on the like an app so I don't have to actually talk to a cashier, even better. So when it's real busy anywhere, or there's a lot of people, I get real overstimulated.
So you do like your Christmas shopping online?
Yeah.
I think I did that one year where I bought everything off Amazon. And if I couldn't find it, I was buying gift cards for people.
Mm-hmm.
if I have the money and I'm going to shop, I like to shop. I like to go in there and look around.
Me too. I love to spend money.
But I can also understand where you're coming from. If there's too many people and that, I try to pick a day or a time where it's not really so busy. Mm-hmm. Then I fuck it up. You know, I go in there, get what I need, get out. But yeah,
I don't think there's. I don't know what kind of stores I'd like to go to that I will actually like spend time in there and shop around.
Best Buy for me. Best Buy or like Target too. Mm-hmm. I can spend some time in Target.
I don't know. I don't think I have one. I like going to Best Buy. I love looking around, but I only stay within a small section because mm-hmm. that's the only thing I'm really looking for. And then I just get out.
Yeah. But I also do a lot mm-hmm. of my shopping on Amazon. So it just depends on what the mood is, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's where my introvert kicks in. I do not like being around other people in the world.
I flip flop between being an introvert and extrovert. Yeah. I'm like borderline. I'm like right at the cusp of the two. Even though I identify as introvert more so now, I still have a lot of extrovert. So if you hit me like in the right time and place,
But you got to get Ram at the right time.
Yeah, I was like, let's fuck it up. Right. I'm down. Let's fuck it up.
And we already know you can't. Spring it on Ram the day of because he will not be going.
Nah.
The day before, he will not be going. 2 days before, probably still won't be going.
The request has to be in writing.
Anything with Ram, I try to let him know at least a week in advance.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
And even then, I have to remind him a couple of times.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, mine, I think I'm
unless you're a female.
I'm kidding. Oh. I'm kidding.
Them tiggo so bitties.
I'm kidding.
I'm dead.
Am I kidding? No, I'm kidding.
No, you're definitely.
Am I kidding? Somebody help me. I don't think I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
Oh, the streets. The streets are out again.
Yeah.
Not the streets.
Oh, speaking of tiggo bitties, has anybody failed? No, not November yet?
Mm-mm.
You know? Fingered your asshole a little bit or something?
Rev, did you forget?
Did you... You lost, you
son
of a bitch.
Wait. Are we really jumping into that right now?
Uh-huh. Yes. He failed.
4 times.
When? What day?
10 minutes before we
got here. Between the last episode and now.
Oh, you've done at least four times?
4 times.
Dang.
Damn, dude,
I was going to fuck it.
Wait, you guys haven't?
No. You haven't
bullshit. At all.
Nothing.
You're bullshit. Fucking lying.
Richard is lying.
I've been waking up bricked up enough that I can knock down a wall just right.
Okay, so I wasn't gonna lie. I completely forgot about bringing it up today. I really, really did.
I've been thinking about
it. But I also said I wasn't gonna lie about it. 4 times.
That's not couldn't not do it.
I saw something and I'm lying.
He was triggered.
What'd you see? Some shoes on the ground.
Right. Just absolutely fucking feral. No, have you really not?
I really. What the fuck?
Going back.
That's crazy.
So, Bookie's, pulling up our poll. May I see that real quick? Okay, so
Second? Fuck all of y'all.
Who will lose No Nut November? So, Richard is at 67%, Aaron's at 33%, and nobody voted for me.
And you're the I'm one. The you're one, the culprit, bitch.
I'm the
you're
one the that culprit. Lost. Well, I want to personally thank our listeners for having the faith in me. I'm sorry for letting you down, but at the same time...
I would like to thank the Academy.
Fuck you. But at the same time, sorry, not sorry. I'm not sorry.
My FBI agent.
I definitely would have thought that Richard would be the first one, hands down.
It was me.
I thought I was going to be the first one, too.
I thought it was you. I thought you and I were going to share this, you know, this victory.
Mm-hmm. I thought Richard not was going to be like, yeah.
Like, you know.
I thought Richard was going to be like, yeah, we left and I just, whoop.
On my way home.
I'm pretty sure it was 4 times.
Well, it's literally November 8th, so.
8 days in, and I, well, actually, no, not 8 days in. Probably like more
four days in,
3 days in.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mark it on a calendar or like put little like sticks. I just.
That's crazy.
Good. So that leaves.
Damn, I really thought I was going to lose. I thought I was going to be the one to break.
I did too.
Mm. By now, I probably would have hit like 10, 11 times.
Well, now you can go home and.
Because no,
we still got.
You still going? Okay,
we still got this.
I'm gonna win.
My money's on Aaron at this point.
Yeah,
I feel like the last two standing will be me and Buki, but like something's gonna trigger him. And he's just gonna crack and.
The noise. Let the floodgates open. The demons.
So
are
you're out. Telling me if Anthony were to come home and like be in a little mood or whatever. And try to put it down on you. You gonna reject him?
No, I'll help him out.
Oh yeah!
Wow, that's dedication. That's dedication. I appreciate that.
There have been some times just throughout my life, and you know, I've helped other people out, but I didn't do anything.
You've also You also haven't nutted one time in a whole year. Like, that's crazy to me. Yeah, I don't know how you did that.
That was just crazy. I don't either. I mean, afterwards, honestly. I think I made up for that whole year in about a month when I did start up again.
I'm pretty frisky, so like.
Yeah. You're pretty what?
Frisky.
Frisky?
Yeah, frisky, but frisky. Like, oh, it's like, what the fuck? Is that even. Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard someone say it like that. That's like, what the fuck?
Frisky.
He's too young for you, bro. that's an older term for sure.
Wow. High noon.
Mm-hmm. Heavy on the high noon.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Well, I'm glad I brought it up.
Four times.
I want everybody to go into our Spotify. Well, you're, and go for Ram now.
You're definitely stronger than Ram is because if.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, nobody.
If one of his friends or whatever was like, Ram, put it in me, he would lose right there. Mm-hmm. Just instantly lose it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Damn.
That's crazy. Yeah, well, I don't know. Let's see how long ago. I think I can do the money.
I'm cheering for me from the sidelines. My money's on Aaron.
You don't have faith in Boogie?
No. I give him a week.
You think so?
Yes. I give him a week. One more week. He's like, I messed up.
We should just do a science experiment.
You know, like, what? That's probably why I dropped that tequila bottle the other day.
You're off balance. Your equilibrium is just fucked. He's all bottom heavy now. Not going to be able to walk soon in a week from now. You're going to have to crawl to work.
Oh my God. Richard, what's dragging behind you?
We're going to do a social experiment and see how all of our moods change and how irritable people get and all that.
Yeah, I'm going to get a little testy soon.
Well, sure. Now what I have to look forward to is...
testy.
Yeah, you ever see the South Park episode where he's carrying his... dragging his nuts on the wheelbarrow?
Uh-huh.
That's going to be you.
Not the wheelbarrow.
When the internet goes out and...
But No Shave November is still going strong. I'm not shaving for the...
Oh, I trimmed today.
Oh, so...
Yeah. It was... My beard, when it gets real long, gets really fucking itchy.
I may have come, but I'm not shaving my beard yet, so...
Silver lining.
Does that still count for me a little bit?
No.
No shave?
We didn't have a no shave agreement.
We did. We said no shave and no nut.
I thought we said no nut.
We did.
Well, that's
I thought no shave.
The no nut thing, of course, is the real star of the show, but... I'm not going to shave for all of November. See what?
I felt no shave November, for sure. It's just real long. My hair's just real coarse and just fucking hurts.
Yeah, it does get...
I trimmed it up real quick. It feels nice, though. It's like a breeze. It feels so good. Okay, I'm over here fucking climaxing in the morning.
Right, I was about to fuck. And just like that. No.
Today's the day that Richard blows. Uh-huh. Today's the day.
Basically.
I wasn't prepared for that. You caught me off guard.
Oh, I already knew. I was coming here asking questions. Because I knew at least one of y'all was going to lose already.
Yeah. Yeah, that
I thought it'd be both of y'all, to be honest.
Me, I thought it'd be Richard. I thought, like I said, no, I thought Richard.
I knew you weren't gonna last.
I thought Richard and I'd be sharing the spotlight.
He could be looking forward to the December.
Turn on the music video. It's over. Do a reaction for his channel. Uh-huh. It's fucking over.
Oh no!
During his channel.
Oh my God!
This is for my OnlyFans.
I would lose all my subscribers.
You might get more. You might get a shitload more. You show your balls on the internet once, you're going to have at least 200,000 followers by the end of the week. At least. That's all TikTok is now. It's number of people's balls.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why you love TikTok so much. That's why he loves TikTok. Now I know why.
For that and the bitches.
I leave it up to Richard to share TikTok content. I'm never on TikTok.
Yeah.
So when you share something, it's TikTok. I'm like, Richard.
I thought I was bad. I thought I was real bad. Buki, on the other hand, is absolutely fucking terrible.
Really?
Like 24/7.
Damn.
He was telling me yesterday that he woke up and he's like, his phone was at 100% or something. And then all of a sudden, with those air quotes, all of a sudden, his phone's like at 30% and he's been watching TikToks for the past 2 hours. So
it'd be like that.
I thought I was bad.
I don't know. I just don't like the layout.
That's how he keeps his hands busy. So it's either TikTok
the distraction.
Or fat the night away. So.
Or just maybe haven't found like the niche on TikTok from, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you just, if you get on there and you start building your For You page, which it's just building off of your likes and everything, who you follow, I think you'll find something that you really like.
That's why Richard is nothing but nuts.
Yeah. That probably sounds right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Okay.
Had like one picture, all of a sudden, it's all over the place.
It just keeps coming.
Yeah, literally. So it was 100%.
Except for,
100%. No, it's pretty fun. I really love TikTok. I didn't get off of it. but whatever. I'm waiting for the next thing to come out. I know there has to be something. Something that's going to replace Facebook is going to come out soon.
The fact that Facebook has lasted as long as mm-hmm. it has.
Yep.
The test of fucking time.
We'll see. We'll see.
It's really true.
So I'm looking I'm looking at your notes as you scroll through mm-hmm. your little laptop thing.
Yeah.
All I saw was guy on girl on guy okay. while watching a guy on girl.
I checked that one out. So I was like, what is your porn type? Since you lost No Nut November, is it BDSM, fisting, stepsis, guy on girl, girl on girl, guy on girl on guy while watching a guy on girl, pissing and etc.
I'm not sure. The other one kind of okay. Guy on girl.
Yep.
On guy uh-huh. while watching a guy on girl.
I don't know if I understand.
When I typed that out,
can you use it in a sentence? Because I'm not sure.
Please break it down.
Right, there's a lot of bodies.
What's the point of origin? Ramiro's Pornhub.
So a guy and a girl are fucking.
Uh-huh.
But where does the other guy come in?
Is he a cuck?
Her.
Oh, so there's two guys on one girl.
Well, because it's guy on girl. On guy while watching. So are the three people fucking while watching straight porn? Is that what that's saying?
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever I wanted to say. Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe there's
whatever just, you want it to be.
There's a throuple over here and then there's a duo over here. And so they're just.
So the throuple's fucking while watching the couple?
Yeah. This one's so, spicing up this one, but then this one's spicing up this one.
What the fuck?
And then they're motivated. Is that? And does that motivate them to do better because they see that?
So to me, it just sounds like an orgy.
Yeah.
That's an orgy.
Yeah, well, no, because if it's just a threesome over here and regular sex over here.
That's a bathhouse right there. People are fucking over there. People are fucking over there.
No, the piss is definitely the bathhouse.
Yep. I had to zhuzh it up a little bit.
Not the golden showers.
Golden shower? Is that on the notes?
Yes, it's piss.
It's piss. That's a golden shower.
BDSM.
No, yeah, I know what a golden shower is, but he put it on there. He wrote piss.
Uh-huh. I wrote piss, yeah.
It's definitely, it has its own bullet point, piss.
Okay, so while we're on the topic.
Oh, God. What now? What happened now?
I guess we opened it up for discussion. What is your favorite, or what is your go-to porn?
Go-to porn type.
Okay, we'll start with Aaron.
Ooh.
I don't know.
The yin-yang twins.
I fluctuate. Like, it's not always the same thing.
The vibes. I don't know. I don't want to answer first. Somebody else answer first. Richard, answer first.
What is my? I don't know if I have a go-to.
Right. I don't know if I have one.
I guess if you're scrolling through and you're on page 76 and you still haven't made a decision.
Me.
That's me as fuck. Fucking
day. That's me as fuck. I'm like page 109. I'm like, God damn. I'm getting bored. I don't know. It's terrible.
Probably just watch people jerking off or something.
I have gone back to what I call fan favorites. If I watch one before and I really haven't found anything, I'll go back to that one.
Go back to that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that I have a go-to type because I'm one of those people that will scroll through 100 pages just to find one.
Just to find one you like. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of watch whatever, so.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It really does make sense when the mood strikes. It's not always the mm-hmm. same on what you're feeling or what you want to watch.
My go-to is TikTok. You know, it's all on there as it is.
Basically,
I don't know. I believe you when you say that.
To be honest, I don't really watch porn like that. Now, I used to a lot more when Tumblr porn was still a thing.
Oh my God, right?
Like old Tumblr before they fucking completely went in there and took everything off or ruined it. Had the best porn.
Yeah.
So
Tumblr was it.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever
used to love Tumblr. I mean, I had Tumblr for like 11 years.
Once I got rid of it, I deleted that.
No, literally, once I got rid of the porn, it went downhill. Seriously. Yep.
Wow.
It lost millions of people. It's crazy. Now it's spread between Reddit, X, or Twitter.
Twitter porn is wild.
Twitter porn is crazy.
It is some wild shit.
No limits. Twitter porn?
Twitter porn is fucking wild.
Have you seen the...
I had no idea this existed.
A certain friend of ours who will not be named just to not put her business out there. She showed me like her Twitter feed. The porn on her Twitter feed is fucking wild.
What?
Yeah. She follows like one page and it's just off the fucking rails. Yeah.
Okay, the friend that Aaron's talking about, you gotta show me that page so that I can.
I was like, no! I was like, shut up! I gotta bleep her name out.
Well, we didn't say a name. We just said a friend.
I thought you were going to, though. I was like, oh,
no,
because
I don't know who you're talking about.
I was about to throw this coffee at you.
Shut the fuck
up. I don't know who you're talking about. I just said the friend of Aaron's.
No, she, I think, well, I don't know. She only follows one page, but this one page in particular she follows.
Yeah.
B uploaded some wild shit. I'm like,
I didn't know Twitter had porn.
Are you fucking for real?
I am, yes. 100% for real.
If I get on my fucking Twitter right now, I'm going to see at least 3 dick pics on my For You page, like in the first 2 seconds.
Okay, my Twitter is mostly K-pop, and like, yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea.
If you follow like one person that does anything in like porn, OnlyFans, anything like that, that's just going to be your whole fucking For You page.
Yeah.
Then again, I have my Twitter connected to my YouTube stuff, so I probably wouldn't watch it on there, but maybe incognito mode on Twitter. With my headphones on.
With his fucking headphones.
And his sock.
I stay incognito, bro.
Not incognito.
Except for airing out on my shit on this podcast, but you know.
Shit, I'm growing. If I'm going to watch it, I'm going to watch it on my motherfucking phone. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to watch it at church. I'm going to watch it at school.
Bitch. Not church.
You're right. We're grown folk. We do what we want. You're right.
They ain't paying my bills. I'm going to do what the
fuck. But you know, I don't like watch it on my iPad or anything. Like it's it's never that serious to me.
Is it just only your phone, right?
Yeah, literally just my phone.
Always on your phone?
I feel weird
watching on the computer. Yeah, like it's never that serious. People that like that watch it, they hook it up to their fucking TV. I'm like, it's really not that serious.
Me.
Ram's like, fuck me, right?
I watched it in the living room. I've watched it in my room.
No, I just
on the 40 inch, on the 55 or the 60, whatever that is.
Dang. No,
just my little measly old iPhone.
Mm-hmm. But with the headphones.
I don't use headphones. The fuck?
No, I said, but me with the headphones.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
your neighbor. What's going on over there?
Mind your business. That's all.
Who's getting their guts rearranged in there?
Mind your business.
I'm sure there's a larger presence of Twitter porn accounts than there is like regular accounts.
I had fucking idea. This is mind boggling to
massive.
Me.
Some people own.
For a while, there was Facebook porn too.
Yeah. Yo.
Yes.
Yeah. And then that got dropped.
Yeah, that got.
So.
Chatterbait, you guys ever?
What the fuck is that?
Oh yeah,
Chatterbait. It's webcam porn.
It's like live streams.
Yeah, like people are doing shit for tips.
Fuck no.
Yeah, I never pay. I just watch. Shit, porn is free. I am paying for porn.
I never pay. I just watch.
I
hate that so much.
I let other people pay and get the goals, and then you know I'm like,
reaping, Mom, come pick me up,
reaping the benefits.
Right.
Yeah.
How did this go?
Send her another $5.
How does this go again? Yeah. It's because the coffee is kicking
so,
in.
So when we started, before we recorded, everyone is just off today. But it doesn't sound like it. No. This is supposed to be chill, just like, but you know what? I like the vibes. Mm-hmm. I always like the vibes. Something always, this coffee is kicking in.
It definitely is.
It really is.
I'm ready to do a somersault off the balcony.
A somersault off the balcony. Damn, I would like to see that.
Bitch, off the third floor.
And you have to walk your ass back up the stairs.
Nah, baby, I'm gonna just roll to the car at that point.
Be like that. Probably going home.
Right.
Go to sleep.
I'm going to the hospital. Okay. No, I'm not, because I ain't got no insurance, bitch. I'm
Where's Aaron? He's still in the grass.
He has bitch, a left, hopefully, I'll land in the pool over there.
Aim for the pool.
It's gonna be like because of Winn-Dixie. Aim for the bushes. Not aim for the bushes. I hit the fucking metal rail over there. That would be my fucking thing. I go into the Avatar state.
I just don't even make it over the rail.
I just land back on the balcony. Bitch, fuck you. The neighbors are like, damn, y'all see that fat fuck trying to get over the balcony?
No.
Not the fat fuck.
Oh my god.
Go ahead, laugh it up. You really, because you really laughing. Go ahead.
I'm just picturing, like,
just like, boing about that. That's fucked up.
My back. You fucked up
no,
my back.
No, heavy on the my back. I got the back of an 80-year-old, bitch. Yeah. I'll be down for the count.
Oh, god no. Damn.
This back has been through some things.
My neck, my back.
Right.
My neck and my back.
Heavy on the my neck and my back.
Wow.
My knee.
Especially if I like fall asleep wrong, bitch. I wake up like, I'll be like, help! Screaming for the neighbors to break in and help.
Comes into work with a cane.
Right.
What happened? I slept wrong. Bitch, how old are you? 19.
In dog years, bitch. Okay, that's how I feel.
You're at least 76.
I'm 26 in dog years, bitch. Fuck you. Ooh, baby. It's been a rough 26 years, okay?
It really has. Oh, my God.
She's been on that back too much, shit.
Shit. I've been fighting for my fucking life. That's why. All this fucking trauma I carry.
He's got missionary tattooed somewhere on his body.
Ooh, not missionary. I'm going to get help me tattooed on the back of my neck.
Help me. He's going to say harder on your lower back.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You're just going to fucking say insert here, bitch. Fuck you.
That tramp stamp says insert here?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With a little picture of a quarter next to it.
Would that be a turnoff for you if you're ever taking someone from behind and they got like a tramp stamp? And yes. You're just like, yeah, me too.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe.
It depends what it is. If it's...
It depends on the reason that I'm inside them. Right?
Oh.
So... So like, am I going to see you after this? No, I don't give a fuck.
You're am right.
I going to see you after this? No, bye bye.
So. Okay, I respect that. You're right. Okay.
I think it just
so like if it was like a random hookup, like who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As long as they ain't got no herpes, then we could go. Right. Let's make it happen. Make it drip.
Not make it drip.
Make it drip.
Make it drip.
Make it rain.
Drip. In the right way though, because you don't want you know.
You want them chocolate drippings.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. That absolutely just fucked with you.
That fucking log report.
You know what's so funny? We were listening to fucking episode 7 from season 1 literally yesterday on the way to Worst Fest. Mm-hmm. And the part where we were talking about, like, if people aren't prepared for anal. Mm. Oh, and you just hear Ram. Was it like a fucking log that came out? And I was like, not literally in the car. I'm like, not a fucking log. What the fuck?
He just assumes the whole
right. I'm like,
just gaping open now, just falls out.
Well, at that point, somebody's not going to be listening to this. Isn't it kind of gaping?
Not that.
No, what the fuck?
What did you call it last time? A pink sock?
Oh.
A pink sock?
No, is it wrong?
No,
is it
pink sock when you pull your ass out a little bit? Yeah.
I thought that was called like a... I don't want to say it. You know what I'm... Well,
you can say it.
No.
Most people...
Nar.
Nar. Nar.
Oh, nar.
Nar. Nar.
Literally, someone's probably going to listen to this eating their lunch like pink fucking sock. Just getting off school.
Pink sock. Pink sock. Pink sock.
Somebody's going to be staring at them far away wondering why they...
You say it three times fast and a gaping asshole just appears.
No, people are probably like, oh, that's what it's called. This is educational moment right here.
Yeah. Is it? I'm not sure.
Osco. Is that Richard?
Right. Osco, help.
Are you the me?
Not you the me.
Richard's Spanish is getting better.
It is.
It's getting better.
I was talking to one of our temporary people, and I was like, help that person. They're just looking at me with the most blank of stares. Are you them? Oh, they ran off. I was like, look at me. I'm bilingual. I'm ready to go.
You almost had it. If you're talking about another person.
I pointed. That's all I had to do.
Oh, okay. Because he's saying, are you them? Like, help me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, you know what? They got it, though.
How do you say help him?
Ayúdenlos. Or ayuda. Okay. Ayúdenlos is like help them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying help him or her. Por favor, si puedes ayudar a él o a ella. Like, please help them.
Ain't gonna remember that
please
shit.
Please help her.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say, ayúdame and point at somebody.
Just say,
they're gonna be like, ¿qué?
Say ¿cómo? This. Point over there and say, ayúdalo. 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 And
Richard
just
point. Richard is too bad. Are you that low? The ceiling is low.
That's it.
Are you that low?
That's it. Ayúdalo.
Speaking of incorrect Spanish phrases, somebody yesterday couldn't remember the name of our podcast, and she called it. She's like, "What's it called again? Donde ves?" And I was like, "Bitch, do you mean donde vas?" And even then, that's still wrong.
Oh God! And I know who you're talking about. Even
I know you know.
Who I'm talking. Know.
Oh she my was God. So serious too. Is it called donde ves? I'm like, no.
I gotta know who this is.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Yeah. Well, shout out
trying. You know who you are,
and mm-hmm. hopefully you are listening now. We appreciate it. Thank you.
It was funny. It was very much like a laugh. But I'm like, do you mean donde vas? Because even then, that's still not right.
Speaking of broken Spanish, we have to talk about our Spanish word of the day today.
Yes. And our Spanish word of the day is correrse. Correrse.
And the slang definition of that means to come and or bust a nut and or orgasm.
Orgasm?
Orgasm.
Correct.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Correrse.
So exotic.
I want orgasm.
Are you going to comb your hair like right over your eye?
Because tonight will be the night that I will orgasm.
That was me a few days ago.
This morning.
Yeah.
How do you say it again? Correrse? No.
Correrse.
Correrse. No, I like whited it at the end.
Correrse.
Correrse. Correrse.
Correrse.
Correrse.
Correr is run. Correrse runs, but slang is come. Correr. Correr is run.
Correrse is run to that come. Got it.
Yes.
Not run to that come.
Or the come runs down.
What are my values?
Right.
Yeah.
What happened to my shutters?
My favorite moment. Where's my dad?
Where's my dad? Daddy wasn't there.
Oh no!
It's a good time. It's a good time to come. So
it's a good time. You see what I mean? Richard's like, this is great. It's great.
It's all nice good. Time. Everything's great. It's only bad. I'm definitely the person, and I'm sure I brought this up a long time ago. That if I want to run for president, I'm going to go ahead and push the big red button 15 times until it actually sets everything off.
15 times.
So
we go be nuked by the
right after the first thing. I'm going to sit there fucking dead.
I'm gonna bang
it. Oh, before like
like the staples button to make it easy. Just boop, boop.
What was the noise that it used to make? It had a noise. You know what? Okay, all right. I opened the door for that one. Okay, all right.
The back door. So
did it have a noise?
Yes.
A little red button.
Wasn't like a little.
Yeah, it was.
And that was just a mechanism sound. There wasn't a
no, bitch. There was a noise.
What was the
they
noise?
They used to sell them, remember?
Yeah. Oh, man.
The questions that haunt me. Right.
This is why I stay up late at night.
Right. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck the staples button did.
What was the noise? The noise
we'll
was...
We'll never know. No, we're not going to know.
That was easy.
I don't know.
Haunt me. Fuck me.
Was there a noise?
That didn't want to make me choke.
What was the ending to that?
That's the song. Cupcake.
Yes.
You know that song? She's like, that, cut me.
That voice you made
is Cupcake.
Yeah. Daddy, wanna make me joke?
You sounded like Shana Paul.
Oh!
That's what that sounded like. I think that's why Richie was like, what is this? What is this?
Why did you say that? You sounded like Shana Paul. That's fucking problematic as fuck.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. Shana Paul say.
I can't joke. Shana Paul say. I got that right to put you from the store. Oh,
Hey. Anyways, I don't know. Yeah. I'm gonna Google that later and see what that sound was.
You hit it. Oh, nar.
Nar.
You're going to blow us all up. What the bloody hell?
What is that show?
Which one?
Is it something H2O?
The fucking Australian one about the mermaids is literally called H2O.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
What do you guys watch?
Cleo.
What is this?
Cleo. Oh, nar, Cleo.
Oh, nar, Cleo.
They're going to find us out.
The moisture.
Right. The moisture. Oh, no. Your tail. They're not even fucking British. They're Australian.
Yeah. Where's with British, bitch.
Bitch, you didn't even try.
Where's the show at? What is this?
I saw it on TikTok.
It's old. Of course, it's TikTok. Okay.
Yeah. It's real old, though.
But it's like cringe-worthy.
It's the so it's
a sketch comedy.
It's it's like a legit
TV show. Like it's a Nickelodeon show. Yeah. Well, like a Nickelodeon Australian show. I don't fucking know.
Okay. But it's these mermaids who are essentially are walking on land, but anytime moisture touches their skin, they revert back to being a mermaid. Literally, any fucking moisture that touches their skin,
they sweat. It's over.
Yeah. Somebody sneezes on them, mermaid. Came up, mermaid.
Not game.
Somebody comes on that mermaid.
You better swallow.
It's on my back. Oh, what happens if they get cum inside of them? Then they get cream mermaid. Pie. They gonna turn into a mermaid again?
This is mermaid. This is fucked.
Oh no.
That was
they had, and then they had the other the spinoff show where their boyfriends became mermaids. I think
yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's gonna be the next dude on this shirt. Mermaid, just gonna say mermaid at the front. Mermaid.
So they get cream pie and they're just gonna be dropping caviar at the restaurant.
The caviar, caviar. I fucking hate it here. Not caviar.
Today on Dude Don't They, we get canceled.
No, literally.
The police are at the door. Our FBI agents want this jaw dropped on the floor. What the fuck?
Mermaid. Mermaid.
And it's so the R&R, it comes, there's this guy, I think he's Australian. I don't know if he is.
They are.
But they're just making fun of everything. So do the High School Musical songs in Australian and like everything. I don't even know what words they use, what key, like, I don't know what they use, but they'll be singing, they add the little R into a bunch of different words. They're pirates,
apparently. That was my favorite thing to say. Yeah. Oh, nar.
Arr, nar.
Oh, nar.
Cleo.
Cleo, nar.
Wow. When I find it, I'll show you. But it's like a legit show.
It's a legit TV show. It was on for like 3 years.
It reminds me of like those old school Disney movies.
They're the dumbest Disney, fucking thing in the world. Even worse than those.
Yes. Or like a Lifetime movie.
Oh, God. Lifetime movies.
It's shit like that. That is just cringe all the way through. And they're like legit. I'm like, as an actor, how do you take yourself seriously?
Just maybe foot check.
You'll do a 2 foot check. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
True, true.
You know, on the other hand, I feel like we actually, you know, we did talk about a little bit of crazy things, I suppose. But I feel like we actually stuck to our pretty chill vibes. Mm-hmm. You know, the last time we said we're going to have a chill episode.
Chill,
We ventured off into talking about fisting. So I think we did a pretty good job today at staying chill.
We started talking about porn. So
yeah, and come on mermaids. So
talking about that caviar, girl.
Right. The caviar comment fucked me up.
It's fresh.
Where's my toast?
Oh, no.
Beans and mash.
I don't know why the fuck I didn't think of that. Beans and mash.
Okay.
Just canceled all the way through and through.
Beans and mash. Granddad, go ahead and get that bread. She dropping the caviar again.
What did the cook come
from? It just came out of me. That's where I defaulted.
I'm tired of scooping caviar, Grandpa. What? That's too damn bad.
Now get over here.
All right. Fishy.
Okay.
Mom, can you get me? I'm scared.
Help. Are you that man?
Right. Now you can use that word.
Now I can
there use that word. There you go. Now you can use it.
Call the police. I want to... What's it called? I need to see more movies for the remainder of this year. So...
More scary movies?
More just in general movies. I haven't seen the new Ghostbusters yet.
Ew, why would you want to?
Yeah, I have no like.
I have no desire to watch it. No, it looks fucking stupid.
I like the original, and I'm going to keep it.
The original. Yeah, the remakes were unnecessary.
It's the newer one, with the guy from Stranger Things.
Yeah, unnecessary.
Wolf. What's his name? Something Wolf? Wolf.
He's a good actor. I like him in The Chef.
Right.
I like him in Stranger Things. I liked him in It, whatever.
But they didn't need to make another fucking Ghostbusters.
Okay. So it's not that great then.
I haven't seen it, but I have a desire to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a group setting and people are like, we don't watch Ghostbusters, I'm like, okay.
But
I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it or rent it or buy it or stream it.
Okay.
You need to watch As Above, So Below.
I have seen it.
That's a good one.
That's one of my favorite ones. Catacombs? Yep.
That's a good one.
I can do that.
It's one of my favorite movies. It's
freaking out the whole time.
That's another one that I can watch when I'm trying to go to sleep.
I'm too claustrophobic for that shit. It's just...
I don't know if I would ever go in the catacombs myself.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
I feel like it would smell a little pithy down there. So I don't know.
A little pithy.
I'm going to push you, trip you, and once you're bleeding out, I'm going to leave. Right, the demons and everything take you. I'm out.
Deuce. You'd be haunted for life, though. Well, that's
they would come and drag you to hell.
They already do.
You're right.
Demons are with me. But thank y'all for being here today.
Yes.
You know, it was a very nice and relaxing day.
It was.
The coffee hit it deep inside.
It helped. So. We're definitely still gonna be fighting for our lives for the rest of the day.
True.
Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm. Trying to finish this No Nut November.
Yeah.
Best of luck, boys. Best of luck. I'll be cheering from.
Shit. Yeah.
I'll be cheering from the sidelines.
By this time next week, we'll see if any of y'all.
I'm not sorry about it though, but I'll still be cheering you on.
I'm gonna get here. I'm gonna look all beat up.
Right.
Why are you scratching so much?
His wig is all hanging off.
It's backwards.
Right. Glasses are upside down.
Somebody give me some lotion.
Ashy.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
It's from Undine.
It's all right.
Oh no.
In my deep. But no, it was a great chill episode. Mm-hmm. Nothing too crazy, ish. But no, we appreciate y'all coming out, listen to us. He keeps saying coming out. I think I say coming out every fucking time. But it's okay. You know what I mean.
It's coming
out. You know what the fuck I mean. And if you're not listening to us, you fucking better. I'm going to fucking cut you. So, you know, I want to make sure that everybody's safe and wonderful.
Yeah. So listen, if not, Richard will come and cut you.
Right.
I know where you live, bitch.
But we want to give a special shout out to our patrons pledging over on the Dude Donde Patreon. Jeanette, Terrence, Sabrina. Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much. Really, really appreciate it.
KP also is trying to subscribe. She just doesn't understand how to.
And that's like you with technology.
Yeah, I'm completely we appreciate to technology.
All the listeners and all the future pledges. We thank you all so much. Yes. Don't forget to check us out again on Instagram at Dude Donde. We do have a Discord as well. All the links are in our bio, our link tree on there. And we have a YouTube channel as well, which we have one video out. But we may be putting out some other content, so stay tuned for that.
Thank you. OnlyFans to follow.
Yes.
OnlyFans to follow.
Only, you know, 2 years in the making.
Follow Aaron through his No November escapades, where he does nothing but sit on the couch and wanting to nut, but doesn't nut.
Plays with his hole.
That's what he does. That's what he does.
We'll see if me or Buki wins, because I know it ain't going to be Richard.
Watch. Both y'all going to fucking lose.
No.
Both y'all going
to fucking lose. No, I think Aaron's going to be dry for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, I mean, no, I definitely am.
Yeah.
I'm going to... I think he... I'm just... You know what? I'm going to start sending y'all some random things now. It's going to say, pray with me, and then when you open it, hentai.
Well, that definitely does nothing for me, so okay.
It's going to do something. All right, I'm gonna start spraying pheromones in the room.
Not pheromones. It's gonna have a reverse effect. He's gonna just go fucking pheromone.
Just on the show.
I hate that noise.
But yes, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for coming out and listening to our shit.
Right.
We appreciate you.
Thank
appreciate
you all. We do. Yes. Thank you so much.
But as for Dude Donde, we are clocking out. So this is Richard.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Ram.
Adios.
Bye.
Later.
Ayúdame.
Ayúdalo.
Ayúdalo.
Nada, ayúdame.
Ayúdame, pipí.
Yeah. Help my pipí.